Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Welcome to Creepy Tapas,
where we do the opposite of deep dives and bring you tiny tastes of terror connected by a common ingredient.
True stories to haunt and chill you and the pop culture they inspired.
Or at least the movies and books that remind us of them.
Join us as we descend into darkness,
beginning with the lighter side of our weekly topic
and wrapping with a full dark, no stars account of terror, madness, murder, and more. It's Creepy Tapas, y'all.
Greetings, ghoul fiends, and thank you so much for joining us for this very special rebroadcast of episode 7. We're not going to play the entire show for you, but this movie on Hulu, or documentary, actually, just came out recently concerning one Russ McCamey of McCamey Manor. Now, we just want to be clear, everything that we say in this episode is based on allegations and quotes. This podcast is purely for entertainment purposes.
We're just voicing our opinions, judgments. That documentary on Hulu, though, was fucking crazy. And like, I feel like after our episode and watching some of the videos on YouTube, I had a pretty good idea of what was going on. But that just like opened up so many more doors to things that are going on. That place is fucked up.
Indeed.
This is totally my opinion. That place is fucked up. I think this guy really just wants people to come to his house so he can torture them. There was a lady, a torture lawyer, on that documentary, and she said that you cannot legally sign a document that, like, you can't give consent to die. So, like, all of his contracts are
void. Yeah, and also, you can't, if you revoke consent at any point in time, so all of these videos where people are screaming, like, Russ, I'm done,
please stop, please stop, and he does not
stop. He's actually violating their human rights at that point.
Oh, it's rough,
y'all. It's hard. It's a hard watch. There's definitely some, there's not explicit sexual violence, but it's definitely implied when you see some of the things he does to some of the young ladies that he's dating through the years.
Yeah, God.
I was very pleased to see this documentary because I am of the opinion that if the things that are allegedly happening at McCamey Manor are in fact happening, that this establishment needs to maybe not be shut down, but regulated. Somebody needs to come in and put down some fucking safety measures.
People should not be leaving that place with broken bones and missing teeth. No.
So if you guys want to listen to this full episode,
it's episode 7.
Check it out. Recorded it and broadcast it last year. We talk all about McCamey Manor, as well as a couple other extreme haunts. We will now present to you our rebroadcast of our McCamey Manor section from episode 7. So enjoy, guys. Happy Halloween. Well, this next one, I
definitely don't want to do this.
No.
That.
The fact this exists in Tennessee.
It blows my mind.
Creeps me out.
Blows my mind.
This
it
one.
Ain't really that far. It's really not that far.
No, yeah, it's not. It's like right down the road. Well, honestly, I'm hesitant to even put this in today's episode because I feel like this guy gets more than enough attention, but I'm still not 100% sure if I totally believe it's happening.
It's definitely happening.
I don't know, man. Dude's so into making his little murder porn movies. I'm just tempted to think maybe it's all smoke and mirrors. But the physical injuries and long-lasting mental issues, then the victims come speaking out against the haunt. That's really what does it for me. Like, nobody does that with Freakling Brothers or Blackout. There's no petitions with hundreds of thousands of signatures. There's no fights
trying to
with,
get them shut down?
Yeah, like, there's no fights with state and local authorities.
I just don't know.
Yeah, people are trying to shut down McCamey Manor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's petitions and all kinds of stuff.
That's crazy.
So that's what kind of separates it for me, is that there's victims that speak out against this haunt, whereas, like, the other ones don't really have.
I mean, they're not victims. They were customers. Like, you chose to do this.
Let me tell you. So let's start at the beginning. Russ McCamey, former Navy seaman and professional wedding singer.
He's a jack of all
trades. Oh, my God. Russ just, like, loves scaring the shit out of people. His children have said in interviews that they have emotional scars from their dad testing out psychological torment and games on them growing up. So, nice.
That seems kind of fucked up.
Unlike the other extreme haunts out there, you cannot just simply buy a ticket and go. In fact, there's no admission fee. Just bring a bag of dog food for Russ's 5 doggos. Sounds like a sweet dude, huh? What could possibly be wrong with someone who obviously loves their dog so much? Well, remember, even Hitler had a dog he claimed to love.
You're not comparing this guy to Hitler.
I'm just saying you can be an evil motherfucker and still be all like, okay. Yay, dogs, you know? So before you can enter, you need to take a physical exam. There's a background check, a phone screen, a fucking 40-page waiver you have to read out loud and sign before the haunt. This usually takes place after your kidnapping and while you're semi-tied up in a drainage canal. So, gross.
Okay.
Yeah. You also need to take a drug test, and Russ personally vets the shit out of your social media accounts. You'd think this complex screening process would be to ensure people could handle the haunt, but in reality, it's far more sinister. Russ aims to select participants who have almost a cult-like attraction to the haunt and Russ himself. He needs people with trauma or people who seem easily manipulated so they can complicitly go through the worst parts of the haunt.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, because he needs people who maybe he can, you know, maybe they're too emotionally volatile to try to end the experience so he can finish his little movies that he makes. You know, at least that's what it seems like to me. Like he's so obsessed with making
big, of people going through it.
Yeah. And he says that he does it for evidence and stuff for like what's going on, but he spends all of his free time editing them. He uses them for marketing.
Well, yeah.
Like, he obsessively works on these videos.
I mean, I feel like that's good marketing footage.
I mean,
if you want to know what's going to happen,
there's a whole lot of speculation. He sells them on the dark web too.
I mean, okay.
So, I mean,
they paid their dog food. They knew what they were getting.
I don't know. Anyway, if you make it that far in the screening process, you then have to watch a near 2-hour documentary by Russ himself, featuring every individual who attempted the haunt in the last 2 years. They have the footage too, oodles of footage, because Russ films every moment of every event. Russ claims to be an aspiring filmmaker. Like I said, he's obviously filming it also for evidence in case he ever gets in legal trouble. A little cover your ass, but it's very murder porny. These videos are wild. I struggle to get through them without feeling super unsettled. I'm sure you've seen them. Yeah,
I actually haven't ever watched any of them. I mean, I know about this place, but I've never watched any. Are you about to show me one? We're gonna watch a video.
We are. So I'm going to show Jordan one of these videos because apparently she's never seen.
No, I don't search this shit out. I mean, I know about it.
Does it say 5 hours, 59 minutes?
Yeah, it does. We don't need to watch our
Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Gosh, there's so many. He has so many.
Yeah, there's a lot. Holy crap. Oh my God. This video may be inappropriate for some users.
So, entrance selfie. This is Jeremy going in. Yay.
This is the guy that's about to go through it.
Yeah.
And they told him to dress like a bunny.
Yeah, you always have to dress up in like a onesie.
Are they fucking choking him?
Yeah.
Fuck, are they punching him?
Yeah, they're forcing him into a refrigerator that they're, I'm assuming, gonna close him in.
Well, and then what? Then do they eventually just let him out? Like, what is the point?
I guess.
That?
I mean, that's full of water.
Holy fuck. God, he has beat the fuck up.
He just said the fucking safe word, and they're refusing to stop.
Oh, they make him go through this whole, like...
Like he's stepping on his neck.
Oh, God. While he's trying to quit, he's stepping on his throat. Ooh, what is that?
Who the fuck knows?
Ew.
Sometimes it's live animals. Like, they'll make them eat, like, a live chicken. If you vomit, they'll put the vomit back in your mouth and make you eat it.
Oh, gross. No. God. Who the fuck would sign up
Yeah, that,
for
that
this?
Actually looks like... those are octopus.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, his hands are zip-tied.
Mm-mm.
This is honestly pretty tame.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's the gist.
Holy
so
shit.
If you never, I didn't realize that you hadn't seen it. Yeah, that's.
I mean, I've seen like documentaries done on haunted attractions, and so I knew about.
So do you get it now when I say that Russ is claiming to be an aspiring filmmaker, and it seems to me like he's more interested in making his fucking little movies than he is.
Well, if that guy said the safe word, they should have fucking stopped.
They
should
have fucking stopped.
Not stepped on his neck and made him like
Absolutely.
Say, I'm weak, piece of shit, or whatever they were doing.
Well, and that's your safety word. So it's not like Blackout where you just say safety. You have to say like, I'm a little pussy.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to say like something.
So like you get degraded in the end.
Absolutely.
Also.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They beat the fucking shit out of you.
Yep. In the videos, you'll see the cast duct taping victims' heads, like their eyes, forcing them to eat really gross looking shit, getting waterboarded, thrown in cages, pulled into dummy furniture, and thrown into claustrophobic tunnels that go underneath them. The people are usually dressed up in the adult animal onesies, like you saw, and in all of the videos, these people are like begging for it to stop. Like they're crying their eyes out. There's this one video I saw. This woman is like genuinely shocked. You start, if you go through some of the older ones too, like people look like they're actually medically shocked.
They probably are.
At one point, a man is so stunned he can no longer speak, answer questions, or anything. There's no medical personnel on staff. And the reaction to the man's clinical symptoms is that his body is quitting on him. And they start to slap him around, saying, "Say the name of the haunt, say the name of the haunt," like screaming in his face. Some attendees scream their safe phrase, like you said, and it just gets ignored. Russ gets down in their faces and I'll tell them, like, "You may be done with him, but, you know, he's far from done with you." He says things like, I'm having just too much fun. I'm feeling so entertained. I'm just going to keep you a little while longer. He'll be
That's
like, "Remember,
awful.
Remember, Jordan, when I told you I wasn't going to put a spider in your mouth? I lied." That kind of shit. You're real fucking, yeah. I would be so pissed. Like, seriously, fuck this guy. Safe words are sacred and you can't do that to someone. Like, give them hope that they can end the experience and then just take it away like that.
Yeah.
This is the shit that leaves everlasting emotional scars, and you can't predict how someone's mind is going to handle that sort of violation. So, paid your dog food or not,
yeah.
I feel like it's too much.
Yeah, that is way too much.
Wondering how you could ever possibly go and volunteer to work in an event where you're subjecting folks to the shit? They have And they're volunteers, by the way. They're not employees. They're volunteers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So according to a petition to have the Tennessee location shut down, which has been signed by more than 100,000 people, Russ McCamey hires employees with violent histories, domestic and sexual assault or harassment charges, and prior incarcerations.
Okay. It's literally just kidnapping and torture house.
The petition says,
"Some people have had to seek professional psychiatric help and medical care for extensive injuries."
Of course, Russ will not confirm or deny anything since his business is a nonprofit. There's limited power the state has.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, because it's not a business.
That's fucking wild.
Isn't that clever? Yeah.
So he gets people to sign this crazy contract, pay him some dog food, and then he fucking tortures them for a damn video?
Yeah, for up to 10 hours.
Oh my God.
Apparently the 40-page contract is airtight too. His ex-wife was a lawyer, so I'm sure that was useful at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Russ gets away with disturbing amount of shit in the manor. You're even given a list of hundreds of things that will happen to you, and you're told you can choose two that are totally off limits. Another promise that's not guaranteed, according to some survivors. There's even a part where you must sign that you understand there's a chance this experience may kill you.
No, thank you.
What does Russ himself have to say about it?
"I don't care if you sign a waiver or not. You're not allowed to torture people."
Russ told WFLA.com,
"That's illegal. So with all the eyes watching us and all the people trying to shut us down, including the state of Tennessee and every law enforcement branch you can think of, if we are torturing somebody, I'd be in jail right now or the thing would be shut down. So clearly, that's not really what's happening."
It's a tough sell for me. People are coming out of here with fractured bones, and these stories about safe words being ignored or legitimately not being able to breathe. One man even had a heart attack, which Russ sort of uses as a flex. Fucking weird. Some would say if you're into the S&M community, these experiences may be for you, but the S&M community takes safe words and precautions seriously. So I don't know. I think it's hard to say you're not torturing people when you're offering a 6 to 10 hour experience that opens up with a violent abduction, being bound, blindfolded, and roughed up, and then you read the contract out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, you're already in it.
Right. You know? And again, this is something that Russ neither confirms or denies. Like, people are forced apparently to ingest pills, and you'll be injected with things that can cause hallucinations. So you're drugged. So not only are you just going to be like regular scared, but you may be slightly incapacitated as well. Just tripping your ass off. Like, you know, somewhere in between.
Fucking drug induced.
Yeah. Russ says there's absolutely no torture, and he has the films to prove what happens and what doesn't happen during each experience. But
I mean, it looks like people were getting choked out and fucking stepped on.
That's what it looked like to me. He does employ mental manipulation techniques and hypnosis.
Okay.
Quote,
"There's no torture. There's nothing like that. But under hypnosis, if you make someone believe there's something really scary going on, that's just all in their own mind and not reality."
So basically, much of the experience is sensory deprivation and the power of suggestion.
I mean, it looked like he was stepping on people's fucking throats.
I mean, that's what I saw. I think being blindfolded like this for a long period of time is absolutely going to fuck with you. But once you're in this experience for a few hours, things start to come undone and people do things like disassociate or just go into shock. Do I think he's Satan? Like, nah, Satan ain't real. But what he is something way worse. He opened this in 2001 when he started a small haunt in his backyard, and the dude is slowly becoming unhinged by, like, over-immersing himself in this dark and violent craft that his haunts have become. He's starting to fall apart. Once a week, two or three guests are corralled together for the experience. Like we said, as long as 10 hours, if you can stand it. He used to offer $20,000 cash prize if you could make it to the end without swearing. But every time you swore, $500 got taken away.
Okay.
He said that attracted the wrong type, so he doesn't offer it anymore. But no one ever won. And I don't know, sometimes I doubt he even had the money in the first place.
Probably not.
Like, nobody's going to make it through this. Nobody's making it through this.
Does he have a fucking job? What the hell does he do?
I'm still unclear on a lot of that. How do you make money? McCamey says that he likes to, quote, personalize each haunt. They find out your biggest fear and use it against you. One of the first visitors to the manor, Gabby L., who you should look up her videos because they're fucking nuts balls. She said,
he knew I was afraid of spiders. That's why he put spiders on my face.
He plays psychological games where he pits people against each other and makes them decide who will suffer some horrible task at the expense of the other. You don't arrive, you're kidnapped, blindfolded, thrown in the back of a van, beaten up by actors, and this is before you even get to the destination. I've heard the process of signing the contract can last up to 6 hours itself because you all have to read it out loud as you are getting beaten and screamed at the whole time. Also, you're tied up and sitting in a drainage ditch. So, I mean, you know, I don't think I'd make it through the fucking kidnapping.
No.
Some of the exciting and fun things in store for you once you get to the manor. Being locked in freezers, slapped, kicked, held underwater, injected, tased, punched, choked. Other recorded visits show live animals brought in to be put in people's faces or eaten alive. Several people have had nails ripped off. Bones broken, hair shaved, or teeth removed.
Time out, they were ripping people's teeth out?
Uh-huh.
They're not allowed to do that. I mean, was it in the waiver?
Oh, yeah.
I'm allowed to rip your fucking...
I'm allowed...
You literally signed
that you might die.
Oh, yeah, good point. Oh, God, that's fucking crazy.
So anything below death.
No, you ain't ripping my fucking teeth out.
The nails, Jesus. And you can see all this on his McCamey Manor channel.
That's fucking wild.
And you can see how we had to sign in and shit. Like, YouTube ain't a fan of it being there, but, you know.
Yeah.
McCamey says it's top secret. Because he doesn't show the worst parts of the experience. He says everything on YouTube is like watered down and edited.
Oh my God, that was awful.
Uh-huh. And that wasn't even shit, pal. Like, that was tame what I just showed you. There's some shit. I went down a rabbit hole a few years ago and must have watched like 3 hours of this shit one night.
No.
Some people speculate he sells these videos on the dark web or that people are betting on how long someone will make it through and that's where he makes his money. Which is another reason why, like, all that weight about filming it. Because if you notice that one clip that I showed you was edited together of some kind of quirky 5 hour documentary or something.
Yeah,
really fucking weird reality show. But I mean, we don't know. I mean, this could be like rumors about what goes on, which is really kind of genius marketing if it is just smoke and mirrors.
It didn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it. Now the unknown fear is exactly why there's a 22,000 person wait list.
That's fucking wild. I can't believe there's that many people that want to do that.
And you hear all this hype and then you go, you show up, and once the blindfold is on, you're out of control over your body. You're getting slammed around and shit. You know, your brain sort of creates things that may or may not be happening. So I can see how, like, he's saying, like, oh, there's claims that we're doing things that we're really not doing. But broken bones and heart attacks?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not in your mind, dude. Clearly something is out of control with their operations of the event, and that I do not like.
Yeah.
Like, no one should be walking out of there with any type of long-lasting injury. That's just fucked. In a video called I Survived McCamey Manor, The Real Truth, Gabby L. explained how she is only now ready to talk about her experience.
It took me 5 years till now to really grasp how messed up the situation really was. It wasn't a haunted house. It was a weird way for Russ to have control over people.
Gabby saw the original advertisement on YouTube. She thought it was marketed as a boo haunt.
They could grab you. They could get physical, but it wasn't going to be anything crazy.
She was the very first to take part in the haunt and referred to herself as a guinea pig. McCamey's team made no excuses. Employee Ryan Lawrence, in an interview from last year, admitted,
I don't have a line. If they say they can't do it, they can't stand up, I just drag them.
McCamey himself, in the same interview, proudly added,
7 years ago, we had a heart attack. That was good stuff.
Russ McCamey's ex-wife, Holly, described him as a
dangerous predator.
Whilst his own children, who confess,
he enjoys torturing people.
With a background in theater and 23 years in the Navy, Russ McCamey is not a man to shun the limelight. He seems to love the negative attention and even tries to allude to more. But is this a surprise or merely a way of propagating his own renown? McCamey is obsessed with mind games, and many have suggested that he uses hallucinogens on guests, not simply to enhance their encounter, but also as a further means of control. Sometimes he'll turn the camera lens off when filming but leave the audio on. Is this because he's got the cast to do something even more horrible to the guests that he doesn't want to show? More likely, it's simply to add to the mystery and the sales. Despite all of this, Russ claims to get 150 to 200 requests per week to be a part of his weekly exhibition.
God, that is wild.
Yeah, dude. And it's in Tennessee, too. So I guess...
I don't want no part of that.
No, me neither. Me neither. I am fucking good. So are you in the mood, guys? What do you think? Do you want to go check out Blackout? How about a haunted cruise?
Feeling like some spooky shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do any of that stuff. All of it. Everything we talked about, I don't want any part of it.
No, no. No, no.
I need to stay on the fucking TV.
Well, anyway, that's our show, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And happy freaking Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Ooh. Bye.
Bye.
If you want to keep up on things, you can hit us up on all social media.
All of them.
At?
Creepy Tapas.
That's right. We're just Creepy Tapas.
All over the damn place.
Creepy Tapas is a free podcast, and we intend to keep it that way. But if you like what you hear and want to support us, please like, rate, and review. It helps us grow so we can keep serving our tiny tastes of terror to amazing listeners like you.
We would love to hear from you, so send us your personal stories to creepytapas@gmail.com. We are self-written and recorded with production by Freddy Cat Productions, music by Kevin MacLeod, and graphics by Panther Creek Graphics.
Darkcast Network. Indie pods with a dark side.